Welcome to the Chicago Camps Podcast, brought to you in partnership with Simplecast. Publish your podcasts the easy way at simplecast.fm. Today, we're speaking with Fred Beecher, known for his love of Acture and his UX apprenticeship program at The Nerdery, as well as being a living example of Minnesota nice. Today, Fred talks to us about Prototype Camp, where he was the closing keynote in 2013, as well as a lot of other great stuff about prototyping. Hey, Fred.
Hey, Russ.
Let's get started by having you tell us what you're up to these days. Where do you work now, and what do you do there?
Sure. Well, I work at The Nerdery in Minneapolis, and what I do there, it depends on the day. Technically, I probably have about three jobs. I'm a UX designer, so I do the regular UX designer stuff. I'm also heading up the UX apprenticeship program here, which is also morphing into a more design-focused education program overall for not just new designers, but existing designers. And I'm also leading one of our five small teams of designers. So lots of stuff these days.
Wow, that sounds like a lot from when you started there, from when I know you at least.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
I'm doing
stuff.
More.
That's fantastic. It's always good to have somebody like you who's taking bigger pieces of the pie and starting to grow more UX designers. That's fantastic.
My face is covered with pie.
Last year, you were our closing keynote for Prototype Camp, and you saw all or many of the presentations throughout the day. Tell me, what do you see as the value for this type of an event for the attendees?
Can I completely derail you and tell you a little story before I actually answer your question?
You absolutely can.
Wonderful. That day was probably one of the most, the most inspirational for me of my professional life, because literally the day before, the very first apprenticeship program wrapped up, and when I was in the cab on the way to the hotel, I was streaming the event where the apprentices were being given their certificates and all that good stuff. And I was feeling very proud of them and sort of amazed that the apprenticeship program had gone off. And here I was about to do my first keynote ever, thanks to your request, and about prototyping, no less. So I was on cloud nine, and it was an absolutely wonderful experience. And I was super happy to be invited to speak there. But that's my little story. So I was crazy good mood, very happy to see everyone. And but I do want to make sure that people understand that I am not, in fact, a Time Lord, and I did not see all of the presentations because there were a lot. It was a multi-track, which is pretty cool because you could choose your track. And the stuff that I ended up choosing was mostly tool stuff because I'm kind of a prototyping tool geek. I used to train people on how to use Acture. So I was interested in what other people were doing. So I listened to Todd Zaki-Werfel talk about his process, Jen Myers talk about hers, and there was lots of coding in there. And
did you get to see Mari and her talk about cupcakes?
I did get to see the cupcake talk as well as the Cards Against Humanity talk. So those, I guess, were not tool-based talks.
That's pretty outstanding, and I think that's a fair sampling of some of the interesting things that we try to do. We get asked a lot about what type of presentations will be there, and we say that it'll be anything that is iterative and rapid and getting something out there. And I think it was fascinating, for example, that Mari, the cupcake talk, she has this thriving cupcake business in Chicago, and she was prototyping how she could ship those out and get them from storefront or store to somebody's doorstep, and how to do that with dry ice or other packaging and making sure that cupcakes don't get ruined. And to me, that was so fascinating, and it was such a great fit for the event because it's something that's a little bit different. And the same with Max Temkin and his talk about, you know, how they do prototyping when they create new games and stuff for Cards Against Humanities. I thought that was really fun. And I think it's talks like those that get us out of our kind of tool-based focus, as you said.
That is very true. One of the things that really stick out to me about the cupcake adventure talk, as I refer to it in my head, is how many different people she relied on in order to come up with the ultimate solution that she came up with. She wasn't just relying on her own creativity, although there was part of that. She was seeking out the expertise of others. And I think that is something that is particularly relevant in the UX world right now, because we're still talking about the, well, should designers code argument. And I think Marie's talk, what that tells us is that not necessarily. It's okay for us to rely on other people for their expertise, and we can do the things that we're expert in, and we can still achieve the same goal and probably achieve it in a better way. That's one of the major things that I got out of that.
And I think that also kind of ties into lean principles, having all the right people at the table.
Yeah, totally. And then I, Max's talk, the main thing I took away from that was he largely talked about getting input on these new cards, and he and the design team would work up these clever cards, these, you know, trying to raise the intellectual caliber of the game a little bit, but still it was always the exceedingly crass ones that always worked the best. So that's one of those things where he had the ability to try and take it in a different way, to experiment without actually having to invest in printing a bunch of cards that nobody's going to like, and, you know, be a little bit disappointed by the findings, but then still sort of go with the findings to say, okay, well, yeah, maybe we need to continue to make even more crass and crasser cards. Is crasser a word? If it isn't, it is now.
Yes, it certainly can be, and I think that they might, you know, be happy to own that. And you know, it was fantastic, and I think Max's presentation and just showing how, again, you know, it's not all online. It doesn't have to be, you know, our digital world, if you will, that prototypes. And I think hearing that, like I said, just like the cupcake talk gets us out of our sort of cubicles and boxes and in the digital space and gets us thinking about how other things happen. So I absolutely love that. So I'm going to spin you back though. We've pontificated a little bit about stories and recanting some of the talks. What do you see as the value for attendees who come to this event, which, as you mentioned, it's three tracks. So, you know, we've got 12 talks and two keynotes throughout the day. And with the exception of the keynotes, you get to sort of choose your own, UX, or you choose your own prototype camp adventure throughout the day.
Well, the value that I think that people get is that prototyping is a core skill for any sort of UX designer. And being able to choose what you want to hear allows you to build up your skills in whatever area you need that skill built up in. If you need some skill around figuring out how to integrate prototyping into your particular organization, there are talks that do that. If you want to get down in the weeds on how to use particular tools, you can do that. If you want to figure out which tools are going to be right for you, you can do that. And then with the keynotes, where everyone is attending those together, I think those really thread things together really well. Because as you say, they allow us to get out of our UX centric mindset and more out into what other people are doing, because, you know, design is all about, you know, being able to be exposed to multiple things and taking these ideas that might not seem entirely relevant, and they spark new ideas. And I think that's a really fascinating environment to be in. And honestly, I think that designers need to have multiple ways of prototyping, because, you know, even though I'm, you know, a hardcore Acture guy, Acture is not always 100% the right answer to a particular design process question.
So wait. I got to stop you there. You know, my next question is that I know you're an Acture person, of course. I mean, I hope we all know this. But what are your favorite prototyping tools? I know Acture is one of them. And what are some of the other ones that you really like a lot? And why do you suggest or recommend those?
Well, I'm not sure that what I'm about to say really counts as tools. But the thing that I used most recently to do some prototyping is a journey map. And that was an absolutely wonderful experience. Now, with this particular project, we weren't doing the actual testing part of this. We created these journey maps for a client and helped them envision the process as a whole based on their expertise. But they actually have qualitative research expertise, so they're actually planning on taking this out to a specific group of users and using it to get feedback about this idea before they spend a lot of money on it. And it was a great experience, even though I didn't do any sort of animation. There wasn't anything that faded into another thing. No one was clicking on anything. And get this, I didn't even draw a screen. And the person who actually came up or actually drew the journey map, who's one of the other designers on our team, she has a graphic design background, and she created these wonderful little stick figures that remind me kind of Abby Jones' Dear Future comic. And these little facial expressions with their clothes and whatever else about them really added a lot to the emotionality of the experience and really conveyed the emotion of this particular experience, which was very emotional in nature, which is something that I don't think I've ever been able to do in however many actor prototypes I've done. So that's been a really eye-opening experience for me, is to prototype without actually prototyping.
That's fantastic. Are there other though kind of tools or apps or things that you'll use, you know, given different circumstances and things like that?
On our team, we use a number of different things. A bunch of us use InVision a lot, which is really good if you want to sort of demo a quick click-through prototype or if you want to test a visual design. We also have a role on our team called the UX developer, and this is someone who straddles the line between a front-end or mobile developer and also has very human-centered design chops as well. So on another recent project, I worked with a UX developer to essentially wireframe in HTML, which was an interesting experience. So I would consider UX developers and other people to be another favorite prototyping tool, because at the Nerdery, we've got tons of developers and we've got tons of designers. So oftentimes it makes sense just for us to work together and to play to our strengths, where we might work together to sketch stuff out, and then the developers go back and make something that moves and works. And in that particular project, we actually found that doing the wireframes in that fashion saved the front-end developers 40 hours of time, which is pretty nice, I think.
Yeah, that's outstanding. I'm not going to let you off the hook, though, until you say your favorite tool of all time is what?
Well, Acture version 7, of course.
No, sir. Come
on. Oh, I see where you're going. Okay. You want me to talk about sketching, don't you?
I just want you to say the two tools that are your two favorite tools that, when combined, the output might be sketching.
Paper and pencil? Is that what you're going for?
Ding, ding, ding. All right. Now we can move into the bonus round. I've got one last thing I want to ask you, and I think you can... I think that, well, come on, we can agree, pencil and paper. Finally.
We'll see. Okay. I'm not going to let you get me on that particular hook so easily, because pencil and paper is good, definitely, but for very specific circumstances and for very, very specific clients.
Listen, this is not called the It Depends podcast. It's a Chicago Camps podcast. So I'm going to ask you now, do you see that code could ever become something that sort of overtakes prototyping tools? Do you think that could ever happen?
If our industry continues to focus on generalist designers, no. Do you like that for concise?
I do. And I've got one last question for you. Can you help us understand one thing that's been bothering me for a little while, okay?
I don't know. I'll give it a shot, Russ.
What the hell is Minnesota Nice?
Minnesota nice is when you smile and are gentle and are kind to even people that you don't like, and then you turn around and crab about them behind their backs.
It's
if you live in Minnesota, you understand that it's not really Minnesota nice, it's Minnesota ice.
So that's the equivalent of bless his heart, where basically he's a moron, right? That type of thing.
Yeah, it's like saying bless his heart, but without making without dropping your smile.
Fred, thanks so much for your time today. We certainly appreciate it, and we hope that we get to see you again at a Chicago Camps event.
I sure hope so too. Thanks so much, Russ.
You bet. Take care.
You too.
Thanks for listening to the Chicago Camps podcast, brought to you in partnership with Simplecast. Publish your podcasts the easy way at simplecast.fm. And don't forget to register for Prototype Camp at prototypecamp.com.